I got a teaching award somewhere around the first or second semester that I was there. It was a thing that was run by the students, you know, and they mm-hmm. did their own voting and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he was quite jealous about the fact that I had won this thing, you know, just having arrived. And so there was a professional jealousy issue there,
mm-hmm.
and there was a issue of control.
Okay.
And it was a pretty complicated situation.
What ended up happening?
Well, ultimately, after, I don't know exactly how long, but let's say a year to a year and a half, maybe two, I walked into the parking lot outside our building, and I saw this truck, Bill's Key Shop. It was a, you know, vendor from
mm-hmm.
the city. And I walked upstairs to where the lab is, and there was a guy in coveralls changing the locks to the clean room.
Oh.
And I said to him, well, what's going on? He said, well, I'm changing the locks. And I was very aware of the need to document. You know, I'd already kind of started kind of writing everything down, throwing
mm-hmm.
things into a shoebox. And I said, well, who asked you to do that? And he said, oh, well, Professor Eckel, you know. And so it turned out that Henry had changed the locks so that me and my students wouldn't be able to get into the clean room.
Oh.
And this whole episode, you know, ensued that was very complex, and it involved, you know, people around the whole campus. So that was quite the scene.